What's up, YouTube? It's your boy, MJ the Kid, and I'm here with
Any season
for any reason and here shoot you for the treason. What?
Yeah. Man.
And today we here with a podcast episode. Today we gonna be talking about the state of rap music in 2022. So, you look like you got a lot to say.
All I'm saying is that they arrested Young Thug and Gunna for absolutely no reason.
No reason.
I take all them charges for them free YSL.
Hey, bro, why you saying that? They really looking a lot of people up for this case because you already know a dude got arrested for like sending threats on IG to the judge and everything, right?
Oh yeah, and they arrested the dog too. They got the dog locked up too.
but look though, bro. So you tell me you gonna take all the charges for him,
bro? Listen, bro. If it means to bring back rap, bro, I would do anything, bro.
You trolling, right?
Maybe.
But at the rate these rappers is dying and the way they going to jail, they going to be listening to us in a minute.
Like, I ain't going to lie, bro. I got the studio back here. I want right now. Bro.
But like, how you feel about rappers that's, like, passing away, rappers getting injured, shot? How you feel about that?
I feel like it just, like, it's kind of just, like, they're, like, that old life is just catching up to them because, like, a lot of rappers, they don't listen to, they all come from, like, the hood and shit.
Right.
And when they blow up in the hood and shit. And, like, I ain't gonna lie. Like the niggas down there, bro, they don't care, like, what you is, bro. All they know is that your past life and shit. And so, like, say if you do blow up, bro, they still gotta keep their reputation of being a real street nigga. And then when they do that, unfortunately, karma just catches up with them.
But you already know what I'm finna bring up, though. The Lil TJ situation. That situation is rare because he barely rapped about killing niggas. He barely rapped about he didn't even diss people.
He on that heartbreak shit.
And the type of music he switched, so he switched to heartbreak melodic music. So like, why would they feel the need to run up on him and try to kill him and shoot him?
I just think he's from the Bronx. I think that's what it is.
And it's because he's famous too, like. Being a rapper nowadays is dangerous, bro. It's a dangerous sport.
It's hell, bro. It's either 13, the rare percent make it out safe and alive, like Snoop Dogg. That's an old school ass nigga. Either that, they end up in prison. Cause like, how many of the Chef G, that nigga in jail, 22 G's, YSL, and Mo niggas, or that or shit. Yeah, like, Trouble?
Yeah.
Like, bro, when was the last time Trouble dropped some shit?
He dropped some, like, last summer. It was actually decent, though.
But like, shit like that blew up, though.
Oh, no, I ain't gonna lie to you.
Like, and, like, it don't matter what you do, bro, niggas gonna get you. And it's crazy, because it's like, that nigga got shot because of some jealous-ass nigga. I ain't gonna hold you. I'll agree on that shit.
But that leads into another conversation of that situation alone. I ain't gonna lie. That's his fault. And it's on the female fault. First of all, rest in peace to Trouble. But you shouldn't be cheating on your female anyways. You got a girl back at the crib. And it's her fault. Because how you gonna have another dude at your crib after you've been messing with another dude for years? They got the keys to your apartment. Know where you lay your head at. Knowing he could pop up at any time. Why would you do, like, listen, that's inconsiderate as hell. And then, the dude that killed him, I ain't gonna lie, bro. You was thinking with the wrong head, bro. Because I ain't even gonna lie to you, bro. This go for all y'all. Get mad at the female, not the nigga, bro. Because most of the time when y'all catch the nigga and the female in the act, the nigga don't even know, bro. He don't. Be mad at the woman.
Like, bro. No, it's right, bro. I swear, bro. Like, bro, niggas will up a gun for
bro. For anything.
Any reason, bro. You give them a little itch, bro, they popping that bitch instantly, bro. And, like, I ain't gonna lie, bro. If you kill somebody in a relationship, probably, like, that's just dumb as hell. Because, like, you just threw your life away from a person that don't give a fuck about you.
But this dives into a deeper question, though. Dudes in this generation, they real emotional. And, like, they don't know how to deal with rejection. And I see it a lot.
Oh, God. Oh, God. Let's say, even, like, the first stages, if they get rejected, bro, like, they just, like, automatically, like, go, like, they just go crazy. Because, like, I feel like dudes, it's like when they find a girl attractive, it's like in their head, like, that girl has to find them attractive.
Right.
Or it's just, like, all hell gonna break loose. And when, like, that girl don't find attractive, like, they just go crazy. Like, they have their ownership for no reason.
And I feel like it's a lot of situations nowadays where it's like, people will be together for so long and they'll be together for a minute and the dude feeling type to be like, oh yeah, that's my woman. She not leaving me. She got to do this. She got to do that. Like, you ain't never seen a female stuck on a nigga like that. Be like, oh yeah, he ain't going nowhere. He stuck with me. Of course, you got some females that do the occasional stuff and act crazy over their man, but they not going to that extent to kill another female over their nigga, bro.
They not.
Like, I'm trying to figure out what's the thought process. Like, what'd it take you, though, bro? Because if they doing that over the meow, you feel me? Like, over sex, bro, it's not that serious. You could get that anywhere. If anything, you need to be finding a woman that's on your level or even somebody that can elevate you that won't have you out here looking crazy, looking stupid, bro.
Like, especially, bro, that's why I say, like, like, when you talk to somebody, bro, like, don't rush it, bro. Like, I actually get to know them. Because a lot of times, dudes, like, never get to, like, fully know who they with, bro. And then once they find out, then it's like, it's shit. All shit just starts to happen.
But look, though, I ain't even gonna cap. Like, I've been in situations like that to the point where it's like, okay. Like, I start talking to a female, and then it started getting deep before, like, we get to know the, before I get to know the person on the surface. And it's vice versa. So now, when we take this step back and be like, oh, we moving too fast, it started to get toxic. And I started to get toxic without knowing it. You feel me? But that's something that I've been working on, and I'm aware of that. It's one thing to be aware of it and trying to work on it instead of just letting it overtake the whole thing. You feel me?
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, for the podcast, I want to say, he has that problem. I don't get the time of day. I text first, I get left on scene type shit. But what I do, but like my first relationship, I remember that shit. I actually did like you know, I moved a little bit too quick. But luckily I was able to stop myself because I already knew what path I was going. We ended up breaking up a month later anyway. But you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, it's all about self control. Like, if you have that self control and, like, once you realize, like, what your worth is, like a lot of impulses, like, they won't even happen. They won't even pop up.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like he said, it's about self-control, and I agree with everything he just said, bro. Like, as a man and as a woman too, not I as a woman, but to the ladies out there, make sure y'all going through daily processes to get y'all self better. Like, bro, like, take y'all time. Stay single if y'all need it. Like, I don't stress this enough. Like, yeah, you might be cool during the daytime, but when it hit nighttime, you be getting lonely and everything. Trust me, I feel you. Like, it's nice to have somebody to talk to. It's nice to have somebody to be laid up with every now and then. But that stuff gonna come once you work on yourself. And you're going to be able to attract more people once you're healthy with yourself, once you're connecting with yourself. Like, your energy and your aura bounces off of people, bro. People could sense that, bro. Not everybody, because everybody don't got it all. But that's besides the point.
Yeah. And also, like, all that goes for, like, dudes, too, bro.
Yeah.
Like, bro, I promise you, like, yeah, I get it, because I feel the same way, bro. Like, being single for so long, like, yeah, like, you know, times get desperate, but it's like you have to appreciate that, like you have to grow yourself, like use that time to grow. And also, bro, and also, like, use that time to, like, learn how to express yourself. Because a lot of, because, like, I ain't gonna lie, a lot of y'all, I mean, like, yeah, like, I say in this day and age, like you said before, like, you know, men are, like, being more expressive, but a lot of them don't know how to express it. And the reason why is because, like, a lot of them, like, they need some type of woman to, like, quote-unquote depend on that. I promise you, bro, no woman is like, is gonna want to, like, depend, like, on your emotions all day. Like, they can't handle all that. Especially they like own this shit on their own.
Right.
Like, a lot of people got their own life shit, right? And, like, you know, like, I mean, like, they can, like, handle, like, some of your shit, like, that's what relationships are for. But it's, like, if you're not fully, like, aware of, like, yourself, bro, then, like, it's just going to be bad. It's going to be bad off the road, bro. So I say, like, use that time, like, self-reflect, grow. I don't know, like, if you like buying shit, go buy shit. Don't go broke, though. Go buy shit. Like, do shit to help yourself. Because at the end of the day, bro, you got, like, I don't care if you got, like, five wives. You by yourself at the end of the day, bro. Still you.
And then adding on to that, like, some stuff that I advise y'all to do, like, this ain't even stuff to attract the woman. This is stuff that you should be doing for you, but it could attract the woman. First thing I say is take care of y'all hygiene.
Don't be musty.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Number two, I feel like y'all should be working out. Like, you don't got to go out there and kill yourself in the weight gym, whatever. At some point in time, you're going to need some type of physical exercise. Like, whether that's your...
Yeah, how do I feel?
But... But at some point in time, you're going to need some type of physical exercise, whether that's running every day, walking, calisthenics, anything, or just watching what you eat. Like, it's just so simple. Like, if a female can see you can take care of yourself, she could deem you as responsible, and you want to live longer to take care of yourself so you can experience life better. And you gotta have some form of meditation so you can be in tune with your mental, your emotions. I ain't gonna lie, I'm giving y'all tips straight out of my book, bro. This is stuff that I grew up hearing and men in my family kept telling me, but I didn't listen. Like, I had to go through trials and tribulations with friendships, relationships, to learn that I gotta build a relationship with myself before I build a relationship or friendship with them. Even with recent situations, like me and him had a situation because I had some shit boiling over in my pot and I took the emotions out on him, which I shouldn't have, but you see, me and him hash it out because we right here, right now, give me all this podcast. So that's why it's like you got to take your own situations and just keep that in your pot and learn how to deal with them, take them head on so it won't boil over to the next person's pot.
Because I promise you, bro, because even I experienced that shit. The moment you lash out, bro, it's just a domino effect of this bad shit gonna happen. Because in your head, like, you just getting out your emotions and stuff. But what you don't realize is that, like, when you negative, especially people that's close to you, bro, like, they take that shit to heart. Yeah. Especially because, like, Because y'all bond is stronger than, like, what anybody else have, bro. Right. So, like, if you went off on a stranger, that's not going to mean shit. If you go off on, like, your family, your friends and stuff, like, don't take that shit to heart. Don't take that shit seriously. And so it's like, if you end that shit probably going to be gone forever. And then, like, after that, you're going to reminisce and be like, damn, bro. All I have to do was just, like, control my emotions, but that shit would never happen.
Right.
That shit would never happen.
And then the piggyback right on what you said about the strangers part. Now, you know, I work in retail, everything like that. And I see thousands of people every day. So with that, even if I am going through something, I leave my ego at home. I leave it at the front door. The main reason why I try to keep a positive attitude is because I don't know what somebody going through at home. I ain't gonna lie, one simple thing I could say or my energy could come off negative, that could probably push somebody over the edge, make somebody upset. You don't know what the next person got going on at home. So that's why I try to keep a positive attitude and uplift myself and uplift other people. Because who knows, maybe the person that you said hey to or gave a compliment to, maybe they was having a hard-ass day. But you gave them that compliment or you actually spoke to them and they don't get that often, that probably made their fucking day.
Like, bro, I promise you, bro, like, you can, like, bro, believe it or not, bro, everybody is going through something. Everybody is battling some sort of demon, some sort of, just, like, some sort of life obstacle, bro. Like, just, like, a little, just, like, hey, how you doing? Just, like, so, like, that'd be somebody day. Because, like, at the end of the day, where you at right now, you're not where they are at. You're not there 24-7. So, as he said, like, you don't know what the hell is going on with them. They have to be, like, on the verge of just, like, you know, just, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then it's like, you know, you just add on, like, all that rude shit to them. Like, bro, like that right there could just be, like, send them over the edge. Then you, like, damn, all I have to do is not do that, and that shit will not happen. It's a domino effect every time. Every time.
Right. So, all in all, like, because I know this went from a conversation to the state of the rap game to, like, emotions, like, but look though, all of it is in the same rap because it could stem from jealousy, emotions, hating, past experiences, stuff that's going on at the crib,
and that could be, and that could be from the rappers themselves or people they hang around, because a lot of rappers, like, they can't even go back in their own, like, able to sell because of jealous ass niggas, and it's like, damn, bro, you know, like I just put the hood on type shit, but then you got somebody like, damn, bro, like you winning this shit, and I'm not doing that shit, no, none of that shit. Then they start hating and getting jealous and shit, and like that's when bad shit starts to happen. And then it's like you like, damn, like you gotta keep the reputation and shit. As I said, like I'm not gonna lie, bro. On the vision, bro. It don't matter what anybody think about you, bro. I promise you, that shit do not matter, bro. Because at the end of the day, bro, you don't want to be in a situation where it's like it's a tragic life change just because you're going to uphold like some sort of random accident that nobody give a fuck about, bro. At the end of the day, bro, your safety matters. Your, like, all your well-being matters more than any of that shit.
Right. It's a good point that you brought that up because I was watching the interview with 21 Savage. And this is the part of the interview that went viral, but I watched the whole interview anyways. Specifically, he was talking about the part where if you put your hood on and you blow up, he said either way it go, it's a lose-lose situation. Because you go back home, they're going to be trying to kill you. They're going to be hating and envying what you got. But if you leave and you don't come back, it's going to be the same thing. But they're going to hate you for not coming back and saying that you're not trying to help people. So it's an L either way it go, but it's a W for you. So in that case, you might as well just take the dudes you going to take, stay loyal to who you going to stay loyal to, and just jet, bro. Because people really, they really don't love you until you gone, bro. But it's going to be the same niggas that hated you when you was alive for being successful. Going to be the ones to show you love and post you on your IG when you dead.
Like, bro, it happens so much, bro. Like, bro, I promise you, while you alive, bro, niggas do not care about you, bro. But as soon as you dead, bro, niggas cannot waste a post, RIP my nigga, you know what I'm saying, rest in peace of that. But the whole time while you alive, they didn't give a flying fuck about what you was doing or who you are, bro.
Bro, and it's crazy, too, bro, because I ain't gonna lie, I see it all the time, dog. We see it with people we know, we see it with rappers. Like, thank God, prayers up to Lil TJ. Hey, at least, bro, I'm glad ain't nothing happened to him, bro. Because, like, too much of that been going on lately.
Like, bro, it's, like, too much of that. And also, just, like, bro, it's just, like, rappers just dying too much in general. Like, bro, it's been, like, at least, like, two rappers dead each year since, like, 2018, 2019.
But it's OD. Because I'm, like, bro, it's funny growing up how I used to want to be a rapper. But slowly, I was like, nah, I'm cool off that. Like, I have fun making some music, but you don't want to be famous to the point where you don't want everybody to know you.
Exactly, because, like, cause I'm not going to lie, bro. This is a clout-driven era, bro. It's clout-driven as hell.
But you want to know who got it worse, though? Ooh. Lil Durk got it worse. Like, bro, he can't go nowhere without looking over his shoulder, dog. Like, he needs security 24-7, bro. Like, we talking about this dude literally can't go anywhere without security or somebody looking over for him, bro.
It's also that. And, like, bro, it's even worse because, like, when King Von died, bro, they like they stay trolling nigga. But I mean like, yeah, like in the internet, but like, bro, that was his right hand's man. Like, niggas is always trolling about that shit to him. So I know it gets him. Like, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like, it's a celebrity in the day, but like, bro, everybody got feelings, bro. Like, bro, everybody.
I ain't gonna lie, people fail to realize is that these influencers, these celebrities, these rappers, they actual people just like us. They just got a lot of money and a big fan base. That's what, like, a lot of people do realize that, but they be like, oh, I don't care. They got money. They rich. Yeah, he rich as hell with a lot of problems, with a lot of money that he can't go out and spend in public without feeling like his life is in danger.
Like, bro, I'm telling you, bro, money don't take away your problems, bro.
It don't.
Like, bro, you could have billions of dollars and you still won't have problems, bro. Because at the end of the day, bro, nobody is really, like, talking emotional, but money is just physical. Anybody can have money. You spend shit, okay, I mean, you got it for like 2 days, 3 days? But after 3 days, what happened? You go back to your same problem, bro. You can spend more money you want to, bro, but it would not make you forever happy, bro. Not at all.
But I ain't gonna lie, like, the situation just weird. Like, you know, ever since Von died, everybody got the funny ass slide for Von jokes. Everybody wanna troll. Even the industry niggas wanna, like, 6ix9ine telling him to slide for Von. Man, but look, though, before Dirt addressed it on that deluxe that he dropped on Friday, I was telling everybody this. I say, he not stupid, bro. Like, he know the situation he in. Even if he did slide or he had somebody else to go do it, why would he go on the internet and say some goofy stuff like that, bro?
Exactly.
Like, bro. Like, do y'all really gonna think he gonna stand here and tell us, like, oh, I slid or I had somebody go do it? No, bro. Like, the smart, like, Dirk addressed it perfectly. He was like, he basically, I don't know that exact lyric, but he basically said, like, he know that the end they keep on saying slide for Von, but he was like, he know the position he in. He not gonna do that. Cause like everybody just clout chasing, he say he not gonna throw his life away just to prove something to us.
Exactly, like
he don't got nothing to prove to me because I understand the situation. I would, like, the situation is over with and gone. Like, he, like, bro, leave the man alone. He trying to move on with his life, and then the fact that people still bring that up is hurting him more than it's actually helping him, bro.
Exactly, like, bro. Cause I think about it, bro. As soon as who was it? Was Lil Tim, bro. As soon as Lil Tim died, or anybody fucking strange, who are you gonna look at? Lil Durk. It's gonna look at Lil Durk, bro. It makes zero sense for him to do that. Especially, I think, because he got a pending case in Atlanta still, too.
Yeah, they can't. Like, no, he got two felonies that that's still pending, bro.
Yeah.
Like, so he can't do nothing, bro.
He can't do nothing. Oh, that shit raps for that nigga, bro.
And then I like the way he's been playing it so far. Like, bro, he just been making his music, making his money, and staying far away from him. That's how it should be. And I'm glad he's not letting the internet and these goofy-ass fans bait him into some goofy stuff like that. Because you know, and the fact that he older, too, and more mature, he know better. But, like, you already know if it was a younger rapper, he probably would have tried to clout chase. He probably wouldn't have did nothing stupid, but he probably would have faked like he did some fans with a cane to get him. Cause like, bro, you know the fans listening to this music. You know they trying to, which is why you gotta say stuff like, this is a fake song. Like, this is
these,
like,
guns are props. All that.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like,
all that. Also, bro, I want to make a point, bro. Your fans, your friends, like, your fans are your big supporters, but also your worst enemy, yes. Bro. Because
love drama.
Because, bro, like, I don't, like, fans don't understand, bro. You have, like, especially y'all combined together, you have a lot of power over somebody's mind, bro. And, like, especially when it's, like, money and shit, too. Like, bro, like, the fans, like, they can drive you crazy to a point where you just do dumb shit. Just, like, straight-up dumb shit. You can throw your whole career with just for some fans. I forgot who. Oh, I just had it, too. But, bro, like, the way, especially, like, when y'all type other rappers and shit, for, like, literally no reason, bro. Or to start beef. Bro, I ain't gonna lie. Starting beef, like, bro, your rapper's beef is not your beef, bro. You are not 4K Trey. You are not OTF.
Bro, you gotta, bro, listen. I hate people like that, because it's like, bro, we are the fans. We just listen. I don't give a damn if they beefing. If I like the music, I like the music. If I don't, I don't. Listen, that's macaroni and cheese and ground beef, bro. That don't got nothing to do with me, bro. Like,
oh God. And especially, like, bro, if you was put in that situation, bro, you would hate your life. You would hate that shit, bro. That's why it even don't make sense. Especially because, like, bro, these niggas be from the suburbs, bro. Really be from the suburbs to this shit.
A lot of people don't understand the situation. They don't know what it's like to be in that position. None of that. And I'm not even talking, like, I know what it's like to be in that position. But you got to get a grasp of the situation where it's like, bro, that's not our fight, bro. We just on the outside looking in. We don't know what's going on the inside, bro. What they up to, bro.
They didn't think this shit GTA. Like, no, this shit real life. It ain't no respawn. It's over with.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. Like, when I just be on the internet and I be seeing all this going on, I ain't gonna lie. I just scroll past I briefly look at it. Like, I'm aware of the situation, but it's like, okay, that don't got nothing to do with us. But, like, we aware of the situation. We know that they might not make music with each other, but that's not gonna affect us. That's their life.
Exactly, bro. It is not your life, bro. It's just dumb.
And then, you know, some of these rappers, they don't care so much to the point where they actually address a fan directly and talk crazy nowadays.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. Bring up that, bro. I'm not gonna lie, bro. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Y'all be judging Cardi B for no reason, bro. I just, like when they banned abortion and shit, I don't know why, but, like, bro, especially on social media, bro, it be grown niggas talking about kids. Like, that shit sad as hell, bro.
I ain't like, sometimes the way grown men be talking about younger dudes and younger children, bro, it is sad, bro, because it's like, damn, like, they ain't nobody did nothing to y'all.
Like, bro, you really hating on the child, bro. Like, look at yourself, bro.
But look, though, that goes to show you, like, how they came up, what's the thought process, how they character development went in, like, bro, like, I don't expect nobody to go real deep into development. Everybody grow at different paces, but it's at a point where it's like, bro, you should know what's acceptable and what's not acceptable.
And then it also, when a nigga criticize you, bro, I promise you, bro, it's not the worst thing in the world, bro. Like, somebody's gonna criticize and, like, it's just be pure hate, but, like, sometimes, like, good criticism would actually be good development, bro. But people just take it and just like, oh, you just being rude and shit. Like, no, like, sometimes you just actually, like, listen to a nigga and, like, understand, like, what you're doing wrong and do better. Because at the end of the day, we all growing, like you said, and we go at different paces. But it's like, if you're not even listening, then, like, how you gonna grow? You just gonna be ignorant in your own place.
Right. And then it end off on that note, like he said, listen, in order to grow the most is just be quiet, sit back, observe, listen, and absorb the knowledge, bro. Out of sight, out of mind. So it's your host, MJ the Kid, in any season. And if you made this far, like, comment, and subscribe to the Kitty Game, bro. Like on Apple Music, share the podcast with your granny, your mama, your granddaddy, your baby, everybody.
And also, on that, that's also the end. Any ladies watching, if you think I'm cute and I got a nice personality, bro, hit me up on Instagram at kg.monte. That's all I'm going to say.
I'm going to leave his link, socials in the description. It's the guys, and we gone.